You're listening to a message from Victory.
Hello everyone! Magandang umaga. Welcome sa ating 9 o'clock online worship service. Marami pong salamat sa inyong pagsama sa amin ngayong umaga. 7 weeks na po tayong naka-enhance community quarantine mula pa noong March. Physically po, limited po tayo na magsama-sama. Subalit, tayo po ay may pagkakataon pa din to worship God together online. Kaya po ngayong umaga, we are excited to worship God together sa ating pag-awit. Mamaya po, we will worship the Lord by partaking of our communion. I-ready po natin ang ating piece of bread and juice. We will worship God in praying for the nations. We will worship God through our giving. And we will worship God through the hearing of His words. Now let the words of Psalm 145 continues to build up our faith today as we focus on our living God. Let me read verses 1 to 3. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. Araw-araw po, tayo po ay ini-encourage to give praise to the Lord, to bless His name. Dahil po sinasabi po dito that great is our God. In the New Living Translation, sabi po doon, the Lord is most worthy to be praised. That's why this morning, let us come and worship and encounter our great God. Let's worship.
Ang ngalan mo ay kaligtasan, ang Jesus, you are our Lord, our Savior. We surrender everything to you as we worship you right now.
Here I am, Lord, send me, 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 here I am
Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, God. We recognize your goodness. We recognize your kindness, God. Even in the presence of loss and pain, you are still good, God. What the enemy meant for evil, you're going to use it and turn it for good and for your glory and for your glory alone. Lord, we will choose to enter to your rest, God. We as your people, we humble ourselves before you, God, knowing that you are the blessed controller of everything. We give you praise. We give you glory for what you're about to do and keep on doing in our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will be partaking of the communion together as one church and as a family in remembrance of what Christ has done, how He saved us, how He secured our eternal destiny. Ihanda po natin ang ating tinapay and some drinks that you prepared for us to partake the communion together. Allow me to read in the book of 1 Corinthians 11, 23 up to 26. This is what the scripture says. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's all partake of the bread together. Lord, we recognize, God, by your stripes, we are healed. You are wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, God. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink from the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's all drink from the cup. Lord, we recognize that we are saved by grace, kept by grace, and sustained by grace alone. Thank you for loving us, who we are, for you to love us. Lord, you have our full attention right now. We may know everything, but we don't know a lot of things, God. And we will choose to submit to your Lordship, knowing that you are the resurrected one, knowing you are the God who will intervene in the affairs of your people. And even as your church, you are called us to pray. Your word says, Lord, that your house will be called a house of prayer, and we will choose to pray. Church, we'll be praying right now. Some prayer items will be flashed on the screen. Group yourself. Gather as a family. Tayo po ay mananalangin at itataas natin ang ating mga pangailangan ng ating bansa sa ating Diyos. Sige po, tayo po ay manalangin. please agree with me in prayer. Lord, thank you that spiritual awakening, salvation is taking place, Lord, in our nations right now. Lord, may you continually visit us, Lord God, in this season. We continually ask, Lord God, unity and wisdom to fall upon our leaders, Lord God. Even, Lord God, global leaders, as they find solutions in fighting COVID-19, Lord, we declare they will honor you and they will praise you for what you're about to do. Lord, likewise, pinataas po namin yung aming frontliners, Lord God. Supernatural protection will rest upon them. Lord, strength, peace, and hope will rest upon their hearts right now. And we declare it's taking place in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Alam niyo po, hindi sapat lang na we declare the word of God. We ought to demonstrate the love of God as well. Kaya po, at this point of time, we would like to show you our hashtag GoodNews2020. It's a church people initiatives to help people who are in need, lalo na po yung ating mga frontliners. Kaya ito po, let me just share si Raymundo Eslao, kasama po ng kanyang pamilya. He's one of our volunteers in the ushering ministry. Tumulong po sila, nagbigay sila ng mga pagkain sa mga checkpoints in Cainta at pati po yung mga street children na bigyan nila. On the other hand, pati po si Darin Viloria, one of our Victory Group leaders, nagpadala rin po siya ng personal protective equipments sa Eastern Marikina Dialysis Center and Amang Rodriguez Memorial Hospital. Nang nilagay po natin sa Facebook page, meron pong nag-donate at dinagdagan pa yung PPEs na yun. At ang plano po nila ay magbigay pa sa Cainta Municipal Hospital at Rizal Medical Center. Katulad po din ng couple na ito, si Ron and Mary Ann Yabot, they provide meals to those frontliners in Eastwood and to garbage collectors and security guards. Let me assure you right now that your labor of love will not be in vain. Maring ilang po sa atin, hindi ko nabanggit ang pangalan, patuloy niyo pong gawin na tumulong. Patuloy niyo pong mahayag ang kabutihan ng Panginoon sa buhay niyo po. The Lord will richly reward you. Why? The Lord created us to give. Even right now, in our time of giving, allow us to honor God. Allow us to worship God. That's why in the book of Deuteronomy, sabi po rito, every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. The Lord given us capability to give. And the more we give, the more we will receive. And what our desire is to honor God in our giving, is to worship Him. Join me in prayer right now. Lord, you are the author of everything, God. Every good thing comes from you, God. Even everything that we enjoy. Thank you for a healthy body and healthy mind that you provided. Even, Lord God, in our giving right now. Lord, nais po namin mapapurihan kayo at masamba kayo. Inaangkin namin, Panginoon, ang lahat ng bagay nang galing sa inyo. And who we are to give, God. But you've given us an opportunity right now to give. And you open up doors of favor so we can be a blessing to many. And we declare your kingdom will advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we would like to help you on how you can give online. Let's watch this video.
How do I give from home? Start by going to victory.org.ph/give to choose a location. You can use online banking with BPI, Metrobank, or Union Bank. If you use a different bank or if you have the cash on hand, you can opt for GCash. Another option is a direct deposit to one of our bank accounts. There are many ways to give from home. Choose the method that's best for you. For online banking, you'll be given a reference number and instructions for your specific bank. for GCash, register for a GCash account through the GCash app. Download it on your mobile via Google Play or the App Store. To give through GCash, just tap Pay QR and scan the QR code that appears on the giving page. Load up your GCash through a linked bank account or cash in at 7-Eleven and other authorized outlets. You can also give through credit card with Visa, MasterCard, and JCB. PayPal users can opt to give their tithes from our website. To make a direct bank deposit, you may deposit over the counter by visiting the branch nearest you, or you can transfer your tithes via online or mobile banking. There are so many ways to give. You can choose. For more details, go to victory.org.ph/give. In the midst of the changes we face around us, let us continue to anchor our faith in the God who never changes. We put our trust in Him, for He never fails. May the Lord continue to honor our faith in Him through our giving.
Thank you so much for honoring God with your giving. For further assistance, mobile numbers will flash on the screen. Ilagay po natin ang ating pangalan, victory location at address at tutulungan po tayo. Finally, let us all be excited in the preaching of God's word from one of our pastors.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me.
Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me through the days of my life,
and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hello, Victory Metro East! Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat, and welcome to our online worship service. Magpipitong linggo na rin po tayo magkakasama online, pero kapit lang. I believe the Lord will turn around this situation and that time will come na magkakasama-sama po tayo ng personal para papurihan at sambahin ang ating Diyos. Ngayong linggo po ay sisimulan natin ang ating bagong series entitled Perspective o Pananaw. Sa mga nangyayari po sa ating kapaligiran, sa ating pamilya, sa ating bayan, o kaya naman ay sa buong mundo, ano po ba ang nakikita natin? Ano ang ating pananaw sa mga bagay na ito? From what perspective do we choose to see the world and all that is happening around us? Are we moving in faith and trust in the Lord, or are we moving in fear and anxiety? Namumuhay po ba tayo ng may pananampalataya at tiwala sa Diyos, o namumuhay po tayo ng may takot o pagkabalisa? You see, our response is determined by our perspective o po yung pananaw sa buhay. And so for the next 3 weeks, we will look at Psalm 23 to know more about God as our shepherd and that He is the source of our provision, He is the source of our peace, and that He is the source of our protection. Knowing that He is our shepherd secures us and empowers us to declare who He is so that others can seek Him as their shepherd too. And so today, we will talk about the Lord is our shepherd. In Him, we find our provision and satisfaction. Why don't we get our Bibles and let's begin to read from Psalm 23. Sabi po dito, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's just pray right now. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that your word would minister to us, that indeed, the Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Lord, bless the preaching of your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just to give us a background of what Psalm 23 is one of the most popular psalms. So, isa po isa sa mga pinakapopular, okay, na salmo, no? It's memorized by children and probably adult alike. It has brought comfort to a lot of people. Kadalasan po siyang binabasa kapag ka may burol. So, ito po ay sinulat ni King David, most probably on the latter days of his life. So, sa huling yugto ng buhay ni David, he was just reflecting on the goodness and the kindness of God. And so, Psalm 23 verse 1 says, and I would want to read in different translations, sabi po niya dito, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In NLT, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need." God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. Yan po yung sabi sa The Message. Ang sabi po sa ang salita ng Diyos, ang Panginoon, ang aking pastol, hindi ako magkukulang ng anuman. And this was a very bold statement, a very radical declaration from David. Hindi ba talaga siya nagkulang ng anuman sa kanyang buhay? Hindi ba talaga siya nakaranas ng gutom? Was he always safe? Was David always well? Was David always well provided for? And yet, when we look into the life of David, he lived a few years of his life and he was running from King Saul. He was living as a fugitive, being hunted. And so, hinahabol po siya ng mga kawal ni Saul. Okay? Para po siya ay patayan. And so, he knows most probably how it is to be hungry, how it is to be thirsty, to have no permanent place to sleep because he was running for his life. But when David looked back at his life, he declares, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." In fact, yung praise po na yun na "I have all that I need," ang ibig pong sabihin niyan sa original language, ganito po, no? "The Lord is my shepherd. I was not need in the past. I am not in need today. And I will not be in need tomorrow." Meaning, God exactly knows how to provide for our needs. The shepherd keeps on providing our needs. The shepherd repeatedly provided for us in the past. He is providing for us today. And the shepherd will continue to provide for us tomorrow. This is interesting. David knew fatigue. David knew hunger. David knew fear, harsh living conditions, and intense disappointments. But he found that God, his shepherd, always got him what he really needed one day at a time. Whatever the need is, the shepherd can meet it. Whatever the burden is, the shepherd can carry it. Whatever the problem is, the shepherd can handle it. Whatever the decision is, the shepherd can guide it. Whatever the hurt is, the shepherd can definitely heal it. And David trusted his shepherd. If he did not receive something, it was either because it was not fit or good at that particular time, or he would receive it in due time. And so he exclaimed, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Because the Lord does know exactly how to provide for our needs. Let me read to you some testimonies that some of our leaders have written. No? Magkaroon po tayo ng isang survey through Pastor Alfred at tinanong po niya, no? How does the Lord provide it for you in this enhanced community quarantine? And I would want to read some of them, no? Yung mga sagot po ng mga tao. Ito po yung isa, no? Sabi po ni Tyne, okay, Kalope, sabi po niya, no? Week before ECQ, I was thinking paano mabayaran yung mga ibang bills kasi po may bigla ang medicines na mahal talaga, then pati po yung eposino, no, yung gamot ng mama niya for the dialysis. Tapos yung friend ko po from church, nag-offer siya na bigyan ako ng token of appreciation dahil sa work po niya, no. Tapos sinend po niya yan sa dati kong Metro Bank account. No, almost 1 year na hindi ko na po binubuksan until just this March, no. Then pag open ko po, significant po yung amount enough to pay for the bills. And so tinanong niya po yung kanyang kaibigan kung magkano yung pinadala po niya, no. Sabi niya 2,000 daw po yung pinadala. Pero sure daw po si Time, ang nakita po niya sa account niya is significant. It is significant amount, more than the 2,000 na pinadala ng kanyang kaibigan. Tapos ang sabi po ni Tyne, no, sabi po niya kay Lord, alam na alam mo po talaga kung ano po ang gagawin nyo. Salamat po at hindi ko na po yun kailangang isipin. Hanggang ngayon, hindi ko po alam kanino galing yung pera na yon. But one thing is for sure, the Lord does know how to provide for His people. Meron pa pong isa, no, si Richard de la Cruz. Ito po yung sabi niya. Despite the no work, no pay status of my wife at work, and me being redeployed, no, siya po ay inassigned to a different account, the Lord made sure that we are covered financially and spiritually. No fear, no doubt, just having a thankful heart about what this crisis is teaching me and my family, no. Grabe, napakaganda po ng puso nila, no. Tapos, biglang merong update si Richard, no? After 17 hours, Pastor Alfred, kasi si Pastor Alfred po yung nagtanong nito, no? Praise God! I received a good news today. With faith and prayer, I had my final interview on my new account last night and I was texted today that I was accepted to the campaign. Tuloy-tuloy po ang trabaho. God always provides. You see? The shepherd knows exactly how to provide for his sheep. Sheep are completely dependent on the shepherd for provision. Also for protection and for guidance, no? The sheep does not worry on what they will eat. Diba, sunod lang po ng sunod yan sa shepherd niya, no? Wala naman po tayong nakikita na tupa na nagsasariling kayo, no? Pagod na siya kakahanap. No, he is just following his shepherd, his master. Sheep are dependent. They are defenseless, helpless creature and need the constant attention and care of their shepherd. Yan po ang nature ng mga tupa, no? But in spite of that, yes, sheep are completely dependent on the shepherd for provision. But the shepherd loves his sheep. There is no greater reward for a shepherd than seeing his sheep contented, well-fed, and safe. There is no deeper satisfaction than seeing that of his sheep flourishing in his care. Yan po ang goal ng bawat shepherd. Makita po nila na ang kanilang mga tupa ay malusog, well-fed, that they are safe, and they are properly taken care of. The shepherd goes to a great deal of trouble to provide the greenness of pasture and the still clear waters for them to drink on. The shepherd provides shelter from the storms, protection from the enemies. From early dawn till late night, the good shepherd is alert to the welfare of his flock. He gets up early in the morning and goes out first thing to look over his flock. Ang ginagawa po niya, ine-examine po niya yung mga tupa. and see kung malulusog po sila and if they are fit, content, and able to be on their feet. And he can tell kung yung mga tupa at ang isa sa mga dito ay may sakit and that needs special attention. Grabe, ganun po mag-care ang shepherd for his sheep. And throughout the day, he looks over his flock to make sure everything is all right. Even at night, the shepherd sleeps with one eye open and both ears open, ready at the least sign of trouble to get up and protect his sheep. Yes, the sheep is so much dependent on the shepherd, but the shepherd loves his sheep. And that's why, alam na alam po yan ni David. And so he is able to exclaim, alam po niya na ang Panginoon ang kanyang pastol at hindi po siya nito pababayaan. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And guess what? It is the Lord. The Lord as his shepherd. Pag tinignan po natin yung original word na yan sa Hebrew, yung the Lord na yan, ang ibig pong sabihin yan, Yahweh. Yahweh is my shepherd, the Lord who is the maker of heaven and earth, the self-sufficient one, the origin of life himself is my shepherd, the eternal being, the absolute being with absolute authority is my shepherd. Yahweh, the eternal one, always is, was, and will be working before the creation, above creation, and for creation. The great I am is his shepherd. The God of the covenant, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob is David's personal shepherd. Ito po yung sinasabi ni David sa simula ng Psalm 23, no? The all-sufficient one is my shepherd. The one who was, who is, and who's to come is my shepherd. The covenant maker, the covenant keeper is my shepherd. The creator of the heaven and earth, the sun, moon, and stars, the one who spoke and everything came to being is my personal shepherd. The Almighty God, the powerful one, the one who loves me is my shepherd. The great I am is my shepherd. I am who you need me to be. That's the shepherd of David. If you are in need, then I am your provider. If you are sick, then I am your healer. If you are worried, then I am your peace. If you are hurting or grieving, then I am your comfort. If you are in danger, then I am your protector. And that's why David was able to explain in the midst of what had gone through in his life, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why? Because he knows that the Lord cares for him. He knows me, he understands me, he watches over me, he protects me, he guides me, he is gentle with me, he nourishes me, he comforts me, he fights for me, he is attentive to me, he is for me, not against me. He stays near me, and he will never leave me nor forsake me. The shepherd lays down his life for me. And so David exclaimed, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I read about a Sunday school teacher who asked her class if any of them could actually quote Psalm 23 verse by verse. No? And so meron po dong isang 4.5 years old na babae who, one of those who raised her hands. And so the teacher was a bit skeptical. I mean, napakabata pa nito, kaya ba talaga niyang i-recite the Psalm 23? And so tinawag po niya yung 4.5-year-old na babae. And so the 4-year-old girl went in front, faced the class, she bowed, and then said, the Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want. She paused, bowed down, and she went back to her chair. I mean, she may have overlooked a few or a lot of verses, but that poem of that girl basically encapsulated the heart of David in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want. I got the Lord as my shepherd, I have everything I need. I shall not want. You see, in the Hebrew, this praise really means that the psalmist doesn't feel that he needs or wants anything. It is wanting to have all of our needs met, but to actually feel as though you don't want anything, that's radical. You can have everything you need and still be terribly discontent, relentlessly chasing after more. But you know, and if you know that the Lord is your shepherd, it means knowing a peace that stills and satisfies our ever-searching heart. I shall not want means not only that the Lord supplies all of my needs. I shall not want means I am satisfied and content with what the Lord, my shepherd, gives. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I want to read a quote from Charles Spurgeon. And this is what he has to say. I shall not want. I might want otherwise, but when the Lord is my shepherd, he is able to supply my needs. And he is certainly willing to do so, for his heart is full of love. Therefore, I shall not want. I shall not lack for temporal things. Does he not feed the ravens and cause the lilies to grow? How then can he leave his children to starve? I shall not want for spirituals. I know that his grace will be sufficient for me. Resting in him, he will say to me, as your day, so shall your strength be. I may not possess all that I wish for, but I shall not want. Others far wealthier and wiser than I may want, but I shall not. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. It is not only I do not want, but I shall not want. Come what may, if famine should devastate the land, or calamity destroys the city, I shall not want. Old age with its feebleness shall not bring me any lack, and even death with its gloom shall not find me destitute. I have all things and abound, not because I have good store of money in the bank, not because I have skill and wit with which to win my bread, but because the Lord is my shepherd. The wicked always want, but the righteous never. A sinner's heart is far from satisfaction, but a gracious spirit dwells in the palace of content. Wow! What words from Charles Spurgeon. And I hope that that would be our declaration as well, that because the Lord is a shepherd, no matter what happens, we shall not be in want, that we will find our provision and satisfaction in Him. Because the Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want. Let me end to you this message by a story. Meron pong dalawang magkaibigan. Both of them memorized Psalm 23, and the other one became a famous actor, and the other one became a minister. And toward the end of their lives, nagkaroon po ng retirement party para po dun sa actor just to celebrate his accomplishment, no? At inimbita po niya yung kanyang old friend. And there was so much celebration, there was so much joy. And the guest made a request, no? Kung maaari daw po na mag-perform for the one last time yung actor. And so, the actor obliged, but he made one condition. Na kung ano po yung gagawin niya on the stage, kailangan gayahin po nung tatawagin niya, no? And so he called his old friend. As sinabi po niya sa kanyang old friend, that they're going to recite Psalm 23. Now, the actor was not really active in church, but Psalm 23 really made an impact in his life. And so he started reciting Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. It was a flawless performance. There was so much emotion and there was so much passion that at the end of it, there was a standing ovation at palakpakan po yung mga tao, no? And they really appreciated how the actor did perform and recited Psalm 23. And now it's the minister's turn. And so, nung una po, medyo it was a bit awkward for the minister kasi hindi po siya sanay makisalamuha sa mga sikat na tao. But then he began to recite Psalm 23 in the same manner that he has been doing it every time he is in a funeral, every time he would be in the hospital or in homes to bring comfort and peace to people. And so he recited Psalm 23. And after he did that, there was so much silence that you could hear a pin drop. Ika nga ay may dumaang anghel. At napakatahimik po nung lugar na yon. And then the actor went up on the stage, grabbed the hand of his friend, and says, "Do you know what's the difference between my performance and how my friend recited Psalm 23? I know Psalm 23. My friend knows the shepherd." How about us today? Do we just know Psalm 23? Or we do really know our shepherd? That we could boldly and confidently say that the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the Almighty God, the all-powerful one, the great I am, is my shepherd. In the same manner that he is the personal shepherd of David, he is my personal shepherd as well. That if he will not be the shepherd of no one, he is my shepherd. And if the Lord is your shepherd, guess what? He would provide for you. He cares for you. He watches over you. He would sustain you. He would watch over you. Why? Because that's what a shepherd does. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. Ang Diyos ang aking pastol, at hindi niya ako pababayaan. That's how good and loving our shepherd is. Let's just pray right now. And why don't you come to our shepherd? And whatever you need, you may have. You may probably be needing provision. And you might probably be needing that the Lord would watch over you. And that the Lord would heal you. You see, the Lord is our shepherd. And we shall not want. Let's come to our shepherd this morning. Amen. And I believe he will meet us wherever we are at. Let's just take this time to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, Yahweh, the great I am, our covenant maker, our covenant keeper, that you are our shepherd. And we shall not be in want. Lord, you know the needs of your people. Lord, you know the needs of your sheep. Lord, we are dependent upon you. Lord, we are helpless. We are defenseless. Lord, we are totally dependent on you. And so we call upon you, our shepherd, today. Lord, would you provide for our needs? Lord, would you watch over us? Lord, would you take care of us? Lord, would you guide us? Lord, would you heal us? For you are our shepherd. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to call upon your name today. That whatever is happening in our situation, we can be confident because our shepherd, the maker of heaven and earth, the Almighty God, the all-powerful God, you are with us today and you will sustain us, for you are our shepherd. That in you we will find our provision, in you we will find our satisfaction. And I want to pray for another group of people here. If you are just like that actor, yes, probably you know Psalm 23, you know some scripture, but you don't know yet the shepherd. Jesus, as says in John 10, is our good shepherd. And the good shepherd lay down his life for his sheep. You see, the Lord laid down his life for you so that you can be his sheep and that Jesus could be your shepherd today. And if you're watching and you haven't made a decision to accept Jesus, to be your shepherd, to be your Lord, to be your Savior, would you do that today? Would you humble yourself and say, Lord, just like a sheep, I am helpless, I am dependent, I am defenseless, and I need you. Would you humble yourself today and ask the Lord to be your shepherd, to be your Savior, so that He could lead you, so that He could guide you, so that He could provide for you, so that He could save you. And if you're that person, would you pray this prayer after me? Would you humble yourself and come to your good shepherd? Come to the shepherd of your soul, and that is Jesus. Would you bow your heads today and say, Lord Jesus, thank you. And I admit today that I am helpless. Lord, I am defenseless. Lord, I am totally dependent on you. I am not in control, Lord, but you are. And so today, I am surrendering my life to you. And I am choosing to come to you and making you as the shepherd of my soul. Lord, I repent of my sin. And Lord, would you come to me? Lord, would you heal me? Lord, would you forgive my sins? And Lord, would you heal me today? Would you lead me and be my shepherd? And would you enable me to hear your voice so that I may follow you for the rest of my life? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, please do contact us. Contact us on the number that will be provided on your screen, or do message us on our Facebook page. God bless you, and let's continue to declare that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Amen. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.
Maraming salamat, Pastor Romel, sa powerful message na iyong ibinahagi. Maraming salamat sa bagong perspective na personal natin makikilala si Lord bilang ating shepherd base sa Psalm 23. Tayo din po bilang church, mahalaga din na makapag-connect tayo sa isa't isa, particularly through victory groups. Inaanyayahan po namin ang lahat na makibahagi po sa victory groups. Naniniwala po tayo na ang victory groups ay makakatulong sa ating patuloy na paglago sa ating Panginoong Jesus, lalong-lalo na sa panahon ngayon. Meron po tayong Get Connected QR code sa ating screen. I-scan po natin yan, i-fill up natin ang information upang matulungan po namin kayo na makapag-connect sa Victory Groups. Tayo din po ay nananalangin para sa inyo. Meron din po tayong QR code para po sa ating mga prayer requests. We would love to pray for you. Pwede rin po tayong magpadala ng prayer request sa Victory Metro East Facebook page. Next Sunday, tayo ay magkita-kita online at muli, tayo po ay magkukomunyon. Bago po tayo magtapos, I would like to speak a word of blessing to all of us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. May the God of peace give us peace at all times and in every way. May the Lord be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Be safe. We'll see you again next Sunday.